Anxiety and depression affect a lot of people around the holidays. Mental health professionals are especially concerned about families of people killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The widow of one victim committed suicide earlier this month. Researchers say that's an unusual reaction and one that's usually preventable. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Pat Flounders lost her husband Joe in the attack on the World Trade Center. After weeks of struggling with severe depression, she shot herself on December 10th. Psychiatrist Andrew Slaby says information from newspaper reports offered clues that she was at high risk for suicide.
She was obviously very vulnerable to stress illnesses because she did have, as I understand, a heart attack, as well as impulsively did have two overdoses.
Slaby, who's a professor at New York University, says Flounders may have suffered from acute post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. PTSD can lead to severe depression, and researchers say depression is caused by decreased levels of a hormone called serotonin in the brain. But Slaby says decreased serotonin is also linked to destructive behavior.
Low serotonin predicts impulsive, unpredictable, and violent suicide.
Slaby says statistics show that most PTSD sufferers won't make that drastic split-second choice.
Not everybody who becomes profoundly depressed dies by suicide. There are people in extreme pain who are depressed who do not die by suicide. We know that hopelessness more than depression predicts who dies by suicide.
So mental health counselors in New York are looking for signs of trouble among survivors of the World Trade Center attack. And counselors in the Washington, D.C. area are doing the same thing for people affected by the attack on the Pentagon. Larry Shaw is chief operating officer of Northern Virginia Family Services. He says his staff keeps watch for people who may feel overwhelmed by all of the media requests and bills and legal burdens. This crush of obligations shortly after a traumatic loss can leave some people feeling numb. However, Shaw says,
somewhere between 3 and 6 months, you begin to see people open back up to the feelings of their trauma. And then all of a sudden, they're overpowered with that feeling, and it's like, where did it come from? Why am I feeling this way? I'm supposed to be getting better.
Shaw thinks that's when people are most vulnerable. But psychiatrist Carol North, who interviewed Oklahoma City bombing survivors, says there's an even more accurate clue that bereaved survivors may be considering suicide.
One way of increasing your odds of finding people at risk are finding people who had depression or other psychiatric illness before the disaster happened, because they're at increased risk.
North is a psychiatry professor at Washington University in St. Louis. She studied more than 2,000 people involved in a dozen natural and man-made disasters and says most develop PTSD symptoms almost immediately. North thinks it's crucial to do a sort of psychological triage to identify survivors who've had prior depressive illnesses or who may have family histories of depression. But North says it's also important not to jump to conclusions.
I think that it's easy in thinking about the mental health consequences of disasters to overlook the resilience of the human spirit.
North says that resilience, coupled with the support of family and friends, will help most people decide that life is still worth living. They also need long-term professional help, and that's why mental health service providers in New York and in Washington will work closely with victim families for the next several years. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.